Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Is the Quran the word of God? The word of God? The word of God? Is the Quran the word of God? This is the topic of today. When anyone reads the Quran, he finds how comprehensive it is. It covers such diverse topics that no other book, nor even encyclopedia, would cover it. It adds to our astonishment if we know that this book was available more than 1400 years ago, where there was no other book known before the Quran or after the Quran that is so comprehensive and so miraculous like the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, this is an invitation to every man or woman to listen, to think, to reflect, and take an action. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Read in the name of your Lord who created man from a clot of blood. Read, and your Lord is the most gracious, who taught by the pen, taught man what he did not know. When someone reads the Quran, he would find that the themes and the knowledge in the Quran are so diverse and wide to cover human history, to talk about geology, to talk about embryology, to talk about biology. It talks about the earth, the sun, and the moon. It talks about all aspects of life. Isn't that amazing? The Holy Quran talks about the beginning and the end of the universe, how it was created, how it will decay and collapse on a specific day. In addition, it is a book of legislation. It has laws for all incidents and crimes, such as death penalty, banishment, amnesty, and all aspects that are relevant to human life. What is most miraculous about it, it's a book of guidance. Any man of reason cannot resist its temptation. It grasps the heart of human beings. It talks to their minds, their hearts, and emotions. This is one of the reasons why most of the people who accepted Islam accepted it because of that book. It simply guided their hearts to the truth. From another perspective, if you look at the Holy Quran, you would find it is the only living scripture that has the exact words of Almighty God in its original language that had been sent to us, to all human beings. And no one on the whole earth can claim that there is a missing one word, neither one single letter from it. It had been memorized through all ages since it was sent to Prophet Muhammad, peace be with him. It was memorized by Muhammad, by his companions, by his followers, and by Muslims throughout all over the world. Approximately, it's estimated that 9.5 million people scattered all over the world memorize the Quran nowadays. In Mecca as well as in Washington, in Egypt as well as in Sweden, in Russia as well as in France, in China, there are thousands of people who memorize the Quran by heart. In Saudi Arabia, there's a very big number of people who memorize the Quran. In the Indo-Pakistan area, more than 500,000 people who memorize the whole Quran, men and women. In Mauritania, there are more memorizers of the Quran than most of the Arab countries. When you reflect upon this fact, you would know that there are no other books that reach this status except the Holy Quran. Compare how many people memorize the Holy Quran and how many people memorize the Bible or the Torah. In fact, priests, clergymen do not memorize their Bible. Even the Pope of Rome does not memorize the whole Bible. Because of this fact, many non-Muslims realize that this book is the true book of Almighty God that had never been changed. From another perspective, you would find that all those Muslims who are scattered worldwide and whose native languages are not Arabic, they recite the Quran in Arabic, that is, in its original language. They do this at least 5 times a day. When we compare this with the Bible or the Torah, you would find that all Christians, Jews, Catholics, Protestants read only the translation of their book. None of them reads the original Bible that was sent in Aramaic language, and no one can understand this language nowadays. In other words, the original Bible and the Torah had not been preserved, and what people read nowadays is the understanding of those people who translated the original Bible. That is why we find all these huge variations among these Bibles and Torah. On the contrary, you would find that all the billions of copies of the Quran are still in Arabic, that is, in its original language. The question is, why was the Quran kept safe and unchanged, whereas all other books and scriptures had been distorted and changed? If we think about it, the answer would come up to us as follows. Because the Quran is the last message from Almighty God that had been sent to all humanity, to all people on the earth. That is why it had been kept safe, because it's the only book that contains no human changes nor any falsehood. In other words, it has nothing but the absolute truth. Had this book been a human book, it would have never been kept safe and unchanged. Another amazing quality of the Holy Quran, which is taken as a proof that this book is sent to humanity from Almighty God, is that it purifies the human soul. It heals all the anxiety, the stress, and the depression from the hearts of the believers. This is due to the statements, how they are composed, and how its words rhyme, and how the meaning addresses the human mind and the human emotions. This is what makes it so miraculous, that you would never get tired of listening to it. When it is recited, you will see millions of Muslims being affected and touched by its beautiful words because of the deep effect and impact upon them. No other book has the same effect on the people who believe in it. Compare the Holy Quran with the Book of Buddha. Does it have the same impact? Compare it with the Book of Hindus. Does it have the same impact? Of course not. Simply because the Quran is the word, is the exact word of Almighty Allah, the one who created mankind and the one who knows what affects their hearts and their minds. Another proof that the Quran is not written by Muhammad is that Muhammad himself was known to be an illiterate person. This fact has been documented by all his contemporaries. And all Muslims knew this fact about Muhammad, peace be upon him. Like most of all the people of Mecca, Prophet Muhammad was a person who could not read and write, exactly like Jesus, Moses, and most of the prophets. Moreover, the Holy Quran talks about issues that neither Muhammad nor all the people who lived at his time could not know. For example, the Quran talked about the phases and the stages that a human being goes through in the womb of his mother until he is born. At first it starts with a drop, a clot of blood, a hanging piece of flesh, a shaped, boneless flesh, then it becomes bone, then it is covered with flesh, then it takes the human shape, then after that the soul comes to it. How could Muhammad know such a thing 1400 years ago? Modern scientists themselves have not discovered this fact except only 60 years ago. So how could Muhammad reach these facts about human embryology? Can an illiterate person like Muhammad, peace be upon him, know this without being revealed to him by Almighty God? Of course not. The only answer is that this information and this knowledge had been informed and had been revealed to him by Almighty Allah. Moreover, Muhammad never claimed that he wrote the book himself. Any human being, including Muhammad, Jesus, if anyone were Muhammad, he would have been so proud of writing a book that has been read by almost one-fifth of mankind. What is more amazing about the Quran is that it touches all aspects of human life, birth and death, creation and growth, marriage and divorce, laws and legislations, history and geography, foreign affairs policy, the treatment of human heart, the creation of heaven and earth. And what is more miraculous is that it describes all the minute details of paradise and hellfire. It precisely illustrates the scenarios of all the events and the incidents that will happen to every human being. It also describes what happens to anyone who is buried in the grave. How can a man talk about science and life in the grave at the same time? How can he talk about medicine and history? How can he talk about biology and paradise? How can he talk about embryology and technology? How can he talk about destructive diseases such as HIV and syphilis that will come as a result of adultery and sodomy? And how can an illiterate man like Muhammad unite all the tribes, the cities, and the countries around him in such a short period of time? How would a person who never got any military training conquer the advanced armies of Roman and Persian empires? Isn't that a proof that he's a messenger of Allah? And isn't that a proof that the Quran is the word of God? Before I come to this conclusion, I would like to invite you to read the Quran yourself, or to read the translation of the meanings of the Quran in the language that you know very well. And if you have time, please compare it with any other book. If you do this with open mind and unbiased attitude, you will know the truth by yourself. You would see how the Quran talks about cultivation and education, how it talks about human rights and animal rights, how it talks about astronomy and geology as well, how it talks about interpersonal relationships, and how it talks about the rules of peace and wars, how it talks about the rights of prisoners of wars and the banking system at the same time, how it talks about business and the angels, how it talks about economics and earthquakes. Can a human being do that? Of course not. I just mentioned in my recording few aspects of the Holy Quran to prove that it is the exact word of God revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace be with him. What's also interesting about the Quran is that it didn't talk about the soul, the human soul. Every time Muhammad, peace be upon him, was asked about the human soul, he used to say, "I don't know. The only one who knows about it is Almighty Allah." Let's ask ourselves, what prevented Muhammad to talk about the soul as he talked about all these hundreds of themes and topics? The answer is very simple. It is that God did not reveal anything to Muhammad about the soul. Finally, I advise anyone who is sincere in his search for the truth to read the Holy Quran with contemplation and reflection. And after that, you would never be able to resist its impact. Like those ones who could not resist the impact of the Quran, like Malcolm X, like Muhammad Ali Clay, like Cat Stevens, and like George Washington, and like all other human beings, none of those people could not deny that the Quran is the true word of God. I ask Allah to guide us to the truth, and I ask Him to firm our hearts on the truth, and I ask Him to give us guidance and to be sincere in our search for the truth. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.